Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a plus for Shalema, for Admor Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Miller Brian Deleia, and for Shlomo ben Fegedina and Yoel ben Esther and Yehuda ben Sion ben Omi, all of them besoch Sha'ar Chole Israel, and Shalva bas Abigail Reisel for Shalema, Abigail ben Mamas for Miriam, and Bracha v'Hatzlocha to Rabbi Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana. He and his family should have only good things always. And for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael, Ben Rabbi Moshe Mordechai, Baruchah v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadeihem, hu v'chol hanelvim alav. Sweetest friends, we're learning more about Shovavim. Now we're in Parashas Beshalach, that's this week, so we're in the second bays of Shovavim. And we're in the Kuntras, Avodas Hashem b'mei Shovavim, of the Vision Sir Rebbe. Is that Sal? We're on page Lamed Zion, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. As those who know me know that this is my theme song. B'yomim eilu yimei tshuva v'tikun yesh lizor b'yotzer l'bal ashkoa b'atzvus v'miris miris chas v'shalom. It's very important in these days of Shovavim that we don't submerge ourselves in sadness and bitterness, because the sadness is the mother of all sin. As it says in Mishlei chapter 14, verse 23, B'chol Eitzev Yeh Moisar, which can be translated as B'chol Eitzev, whenever you're sad, Yeh Mutter, you're going to release things, you're going to make things Mutter, that Chas V'Shalom, the Avon Hayadua, the famous Pagam of Bris, that if a person's sad, very often people, when they're sad, are pogam the bris. So we have to be very careful about that. And when a person's sad, he becomes a gitta friend. He becomes very friendly with the Yetzer Hara. We don't want to have such friends. And in contrast to that, when a person has a simcha, he has the foundation of all kedusha, as it says in Tractate Sabbath, page 30b, Ein Ashchina Shoret Lo Mitoch Atzvus. The Shechina is not dwelling when there is sadness, ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Rather, when is the Shekhinah Shora? The Shekhinah Shora with when there is simcha shel mitzvah. So you want the Shekhinah, you want God, take simcha shel mitzvah. And that's why Shovavim is gematria with the osios Shovavim. Adding another six is gematria simcha echod, because even though during the days of Shovavim a person has to make a tikkun hanefesh and he has to do a cheshbon hanefesh, nevertheless he always has to be mischazik in simcha with echad umiyuchad, that with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that simcha echad, that Shovavim. Because the shoresh, the root of the pagama of yisod, of the foundation of avodas Hashem, is excessive taiva. And when a person has a low spirit and he doesn't know what to do with himself and he's depressed, so he seeks out that pleasure. The Yetzirah rules over him, and chas v'shalom, he blemishes this important midah of yisod, of pagama bris. And therefore, the takana is the kalkola. Here he's trying to make a takana, he's trying to do a cheshbon nefesh, but he gets depressed, and then he ends up sitting even more. So you have to be very careful. And that's what the Lublino Rebbe said, because that the Yetzirah, it's more important for the Yetzirah that a person should be sad after he does the Avera than the Avera itself. He likes a person to do an Avera so that he gets down about it. Like the Kardashian Maggot said, that I heard from the Rebbe Shlita, that the Yetzirah is like a Polish Aganev. What does a Polish Aganev do? He tells a kid, listen, you go and you steal a candy bar from the supermarket. So, and I'll give you a gold coin. So the kid said, it's a good deal. I get a gold coin and I get a free candy bar. So he goes and he steals the candy bar and he runs out. And the owner of the store sees the kid stealing the candy bar. He leaves the cash register and he runs after the kid to grab the kid to get his candy bar back. In the meantime, this Poilu Shaganov goes to the cash register. He presses open. He puts his hand in. And Ve'yitzeber Chush Gadol. He leaves there with a great fortune. Whatever happens to be in there, he takes home. No problem. So, Eitzahar also. He gets us on the candy bar. He gets us on an Aveira. And then we get down. And then we're all depressed. And then boom! Then he takes everything, he empties out the cash register. But if a person does tshuva b'simcha, that strengthens him. And then he has dveikas b'Hashem. And he's feeling good about things. I think that was possibly the Yetzirah calling in order to get me to stop learning. In any event, that's what we have to do. We always have to be b'simcha. Like the Abba Shalom explains the pasuk, ve'ata al tayotzu, Yosef said to his brothers, so ata, now, don't be sad. And ve'ein ba'ata al v'loshon shuva, Chazal say, that the word now is loshon shuva. Hainu, av ch'adam u'begeder ha'tshuva. Even when a person's ata, he's now, which is tshuva, because tshuva is something you do now, not later, not something you push off. Even if he's taka begeder, tshuva, that he's repenting and he's returning to Hashem and he's doing cheshvan and nefesh. Nevertheless, al teyotzu, don't be sad. Person always has to be mischazik b'midas ha'simcha. And we can also add, v'at al teyotzu is Rosh Tevis vav aleph tuf, which is the letters of os. That in order to be Makadesh, the Oz Bris Kodesh, that holy sign of Tzadik Yisod Olam, the foundation of the world, a person can't be Ba'atzvus. Because if he's Misorer, if he wakens himself to the Mid of Simcha, he'll return to Hashem. As it says in the Pasuk, Su'u Marom Enechem U'ru Mi Bara Eile. Raise your eyes heavenwards and see who created these. So Su'u is Notrikan. V'hayisa ach sameach. Su'u is Sin, Aleph, Vav, which are the first letters of the Pasuk. V'hayisa ach sameach. You should only be happy. So b'koach ha-simcha, the eyes of your seichel will be elevated. And you'll see, Mibara'ile, if you person has Su'u, V'hayisa ach sameach, then he'll be able to marom einechem, be able to elevate his eyes and see Mibara Eile, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see the godless of Hashem. And oz v'chedva b'mekomo. And we know that where there's God, there's strength and there's simcha, there's no eitzev b'makom kvodo. As the pasuk says, v'lo yero panai reikam. You shouldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash without a karban. You shouldn't see my face with emptiness. So reikam with the osios. If you add four for the osios of reikam, together with its gematria, you get simcha. Omra HaKadosh, Omra HaShem Yisbarach Yisrael. When you're reik, when you're empty of simcha, you can't see my face. Reikam. Lo Yeroi Panai, you know when you can't see my face? If reikam, if you're empty of simcha, the only way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when you're with simcha. Person has to be b'simcha always, but certainly if he wants to get close to Hashem. And the word simcha is b'gematria. Sham echad. That's where the one is. That's where Hashem is. With simcha. And then if a person has simcha, he'll be metaking the pagamim, those blemishes that come because of the mid of atzvus, which we know is Makalkal Amid of Yisod. So, and that's how we can explain the Pasuk, Tehillim Kuf Mem Tes, Yismach Yisrael Be'osav, that the Jewish people will be happy with the one who made them. So the last Sofei Tevos are Gematria Yeled. The last letters of Yismach Yisrael Be'osav are Ches, Lamed, and Vav, which is 44, And that is Taka Gematria Yelet. So Bekoach HaSimcha of Yismach Yisrael Ba'osav, you could be Metaka in your days of youth, the Chatas Neurim, Oy Va'avoy. So many of us have things that we remember we might have done when we were kids, when we were teenagers. Oy Va'avoy, Hashem Yishmor Bi'atzil Mikol Tzara B'tzukol Minag HaChala. So the Bekoach HaSimcha, we can be Metaka in this Chatas Neurim. And Simcha is also the Gematria Yetzer Mocha. You erase the Yetzer. B'koach HaSimcha, you can erase the Yetzer. Aydei Simcha Doiches HaBaldin U'misgabir Olav U'marich HaSgabris Olav U'meidach HaSgabris Olav Maybe a Simcha. Through Simcha you're Doiches this the Yetzer Hara. You're overpowering the Yetzer Hara. And it brings... And then a person feels... And then when he overpowers the Yetzer Hara, he takes has more Simcha. And that's why it says in Tehillim, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Tes, Lachain Samach Libi Ve'agel Chvodi Af Bisari Yishkon Levetach. And therefore, my heart will be happy, and my soul will be glad, and even my flesh will dwell in security. So Af Bisari, we know that Bisari is a remez, the flesh is a remez to the Kedush of Yesod, this mid of Kedush Sabris. And the Simcha, Samach Libi Ve'agel Kvodi, then you know that af b'sari, my basar, my bris, will be shoychein lavetach, will dwell in peace and security. I'll be metakin my midah of yisod. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Tehillim Tzadik Zayin Yud Beis, simchu tzadikim b'Hashem. Through the koach of simcha, we could be mis'ale to the midah of tzadik, b'kedusha v'tara, tzadik yisod olam, metakin the midah of yisod, and that's what it means. V'hoya machanecha kadosh. And your camp will be holy. And that's talking about in Yanei Kedusha. And Bahaya is always a Lashon Simcha. Idei Simcha, you're Zocha to Kedusha. And that's a big Yisod in Chassidus. That if a Yid is B'Simcha, he's not going to be Nichshol in Averis. Averis are people who are feeling empty. So they're going after something else. But if a person is besimcha, he doesn't have to look elsewhere. He has it right here. Simcha activates the spiritual part of a person, the chelek alokai mimal. Hasimcha wa hi mafteach imo yiftach adam shari avodas Hashem b'kum v'aseh. Simcha is how you open up the gates of avodas Hashem in kum v'aseh. And now we can also explain why Shovavim is near Chodesh Adar. It's always coming up now. Chodesh Adar. Or in Shvat, because Shovavim are Metaka in Midas HaYisod, as we've been talking about. That's Talui in Shviras HaTaiva. And Yemei Adar, Yemei Simcha. And a person breaks his Taiva when he has Mamish Gevaldik Simcha in Olam HaZeh. But when he's Mamish Ben Amuichas HaRuach, and he's B'Shivlus HaNevesh, and he feels low, and he feels miserable, then that's the opening for the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, right after Shovavim, we have the days of Adar. That even though we did a tikkun nanefesh and all that, but still, we have to be besimcha. Besimcha always, not be depressed after Shovavim and say, oh, I just spent 6 weeks thinking about how miserable I am, how terrible I am in Russia. No. After Shovavim, we go right into Mishan Liknas Adar Marvin besimcha. To be ma'orah the lev, to avas Hashem, and to be davik b'Hashem besimcha rabbah, we have to think about the godless habore and b'shiflus atzma. Because when a person feels the Romamus Habori, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and all the chesed he does, he'll have great Ava for Hashem. And then he'll think, wow, look at this little me gets to be davuk in him. Imagine you get a call tomorrow morning. And a person on the other end of the line, he says, hi, this is Chaim Knievsky speaking. Yeah, I would like you to come to Bnei Brak. I heard you're a Gemaldik, a boy, and come learn with me with Chavrusa. I want to be your friend, come for Shabbos meals. I want to have kirva to you. So, kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have kirva to us. That's as great as Rav Chaim Knievsky is. Moran Agoin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have you, little you. I don't want to say you're little. But compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all little. You can be Davik B'Hashem. It's a source of tremendous simcha. that's how the Taurus Chaim brought the Tzemach Tzadik in Parshas B'Shalach, explains the Lashon of Chazal, Hein Maisa Merkava. What's Hein? This. So that's a remez to the greatness of Hashem and the lowness of ourselves. Hein LaHashem Elokecha Shemayim Shmei Shemayim. Yes, to Hashem is the heavens and the heavens of heavens. And Hein Karvu Yamecha, your days are coming close to the end. So a person thinks of Hein, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shifus of himself. That's the Maisa Merkava. That makes him a Merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Davik B'Hashem. He becomes Hashem's chariot. And he has tremendous simcha. Person shouldn't think, I'm a sinner. How could I go to Hashem b'simcha? That's the Eitz of the Eitz Hara. Like where Meilich says in the Noam Elimelech, on the Pasuk, Hargenin harog valera barasi ki Eitz Hara meisis ladam leches rachav aroyim. The Eitz Hara convinces a person to go in its evil ways. And then when a person wants to daven or learn, the Eitz Hara says, you're davening, you're learning, you're a Rasha. How can you do that? But a person, when he's davening, he shouldn't remember all the averis that he did. After he davens and he goes back to the gashmias, then he should think for chatasi nagdi summit. He can think about his averis. But in the meantime, when he's davening, he's learning. Learn daven. Don't let it get you down. That's what it means in the pasuk, Hargeni Naharog. You have to kill the Eitzahara. Val Ere Barasi, don't see the evil that you did, the sins that you did when you're doing mitzvahs. Person has to be machdir into himself, he has to instill himself with the consciousness that my dehava hava, what was, mikano lahalan chuzbina, but now with the chuzbina is from here on in. Hineni shav al Hashem b'simcha. I'm going back to Hashem b'simcha, even though person did averes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be makabalas because he's marbel esloach. He's solech a lot, like the Rambam says in Uchas Tshuva that a Baal Tshuva is a cut in chenol adami. He's a new person, like the Rav Hutner defines Tshuva based on the Maharal. Tshuva is not becoming better. Tshuva is becoming different. You're a different person, and therefore he's not the same one who sinned. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do tshuva, about Balatar Messiah also. Chazal say, Piskli Pesach, Piskli Shkuchutu Shal Machat. And you have to have them Pesach, Shagos, Vikorna Snichlas is bow, just a little bit of an opening. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to open up all the way, Gebaldik. Like it says in the Orachayim HaKadosh, Parashat Shoftim. In the Pasuk, Ki Tzeitel Melchamal Aivecho, Risa Susrecha Barabrav Mucholo Siramehem. You're going out to war and your enemies, and you see a horse and a chariot, a nation that's greater than you. Don't be afraid, Ki Hashem Lekach Yimacha Macha Meir Tzitzayim, God's with you. And God took you out of Egypt. So this pasuk is a remez to the Mechemes Adamim Yitzro. And the Yitzro tries to soften a person up. Ah, who are you? So Kisiseitze L'Molchama, when you're going out to war, Mechemes HaYitzer. So two things are difficult. One is Risa Sus V'Rechev. You see the horse and the chariot, because the Yitzro is like a horse waiting for war. And a person isn't trained in war. In Verechev, this chariot, it's like a harkava, like a building of a person, how a person is can't think of the word right now, but there's a word laharkiv. A person is put together, he's composed of many different taivas, that mitivo, from his nature, he wants to follow the Yetzirah. And that'll prevent him from hearing Divrei Torah. So that's the Kisei Tzal Melchama against the Yitzhara, and you're going to see, you're going to see the Sus, you're going to see the horse waiting for war, and the Rechev that you're made up, you're built from pieces that of Yitzrei Hara. And then you're not going to listen to the Divrei Torah, Chas V'Shalom. And not only that, I'm Rav Mimcha, the nation is greater than you. And when a person doesn't have Avera, then Avera Gravis Avera, and then he has more Kochos Hara inside of him, causing him to do more Averas. He has no hope. Nevertheless, Pasuk says, "Lo sir mehem, don't be afraid. Why? Ki Hashem Elokecha imach, because Hashem is with you. You're right. On your own, you can't win the war. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you, you can win the war. Hamalcha meretz Mitzrayim. He took you out of Egypt. He can take you out of the klipa of Egypt. He can help you win the war against the Yetzer And that's what it says in the pasuk. So for Rasha l'tzadik mashkal misa, Hashem leizvena biyado. That the Rasha wants to kill the tzadik, God won't leave him in his hand because the pasuk is talking about the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, "Mizgaber on a person, Hashem helps." So the ikar is to win the war. You have to just not be afraid, even though think it's such a big war. But you're with Hashem. Hashem's on your team. You're gonna win. And that's the remez of the pasuk. Boda beral paro. Kisete el mulchama. When you're going out to war against the Yetzer, you should know kidaber el paro. Daber is lashon manig. An haga daber achad lador. You have to be manig the paro, the Yetzer hara, and you have to be in control of him. Bo, come, daber el paro. Come, Hashem is saying, come to me. Come with me. I'll be your partner. And daber, you'll be the leader. Daber achad lador. Daber means to lead. To paro. You can lead that power, that little power inside of you. And then, the Pasuk says, the enemy is going to fall before you if you know that how to fight this war against the Yetzer. You'll win. And that's, Ram was in the Pasuk for Eirel Avram. It says in the Pasuk, God says, I appear to Abraham. Rashi says, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, Rashi says, to the Avos. So we know that the Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov are the Avos. The Sfarma Kedoshim explain that Avos is Lashon Ratzon, Avos to want. Rish Baruch Hu says, I reveal myself, Ela Avos, to somebody who wants me, wants to come close to me. That's Mechaivas. Because Hashem says, Shuv Eliva, Shuv Eleichem. Return to me, I'll return to you. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, every day Abaskal goes out from Har Chorev and says, Oilem Labriyas Labono Shal Torah, woe unto the creations. What an insult to Torah. Every day, a person has a Hurei Tshuva. And that's that Baskal. He has that thought, maybe I should really get close to Hashem. That's what it means. Ein lecha adam shein lo shah, it says in Pirkei Avos. That's that shah, that's that bas call that he hears in his subconscious that's telling him to return to Hashem. Person has to daven to Hashem that he should have this isaurus, and he should grab it. And Dvarim Nefloim were written by the Heilig of Bnei Yisoschar and Tishrei. We have to remember them. That one of the Tanaim of Tshuva, if a person who believes in Hashem, is that he should believe that tshuva is mechaper no matter how much he sinned. And even if he asked Hashem for mechila and he went back to the way he was, nevertheless Hashem is mekabel him again and again and again. So when you annoy a person and you ask him for mechila, and then you go back and you do it again, and then you ask him mechila and you do it again, eventually he's going to lose patience. But not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Erech HaPayim. So you can ask for tshuva, sin again, and ask him again. Obviously, you don't plan to sin. But if it happens, it happens. Then you go back and you say, Hashem, I'm really, really sorry. I'll try to be better next time. So that, sweetest friends, is a little bit about tshuva. And Shovavim, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Meaning that Shuva is so big, it's all the way up to Hashem. It encompasses everything. So we all have that koch to do Shuva, and to do Shuva b'simcha, the Shovavim, it's Hashem. And we should be Zoche. Lilmo du the Lamed, Lishmor Belasos, Lekayim is called Divrei Salmo Tarasa B'Yahavo. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.